You should never have any stage, Taoiseach, you should never at any stage have brought your personal life or difficulties into this issue. It is not relevant. But again last night, deliberately, you cast RTE's Brian Dobson in the role of Agony Ant in order to divert attention from the critical issues which you are refusing to answer. Your personal circumstances are irrelevant because you said last night that you had already got a bank loan to pay off pressing bills that they were taken care of. And presumably had a schedule of repayments to the bank. You then used what you say were personal loans to pay off the bank loan. Can you explain that conundrum to us? Now, when you were standing up in the Dáil in 1997, setting up tribunals, on what? On payments to politicians. It beggars belief that the alarm bells that should have been going off in your head were not as deafening as to make them insupportable to tell you to pay back the 50,000. It was at the very least a catastrophic failure of political judgment, and it further beggars belief that you couldn't give it back. Did you ever hear of a bank draft, Taoiseach? And this morning it took me 2 minutes to draft the letter that you had sent with it. Ah, jeez, lads, you'll have me in huge trouble if you don't take back the 50 grand. My circumstances are improved, and I'll have 50 reporters traipsing me for the rest of my life if this comes out. Bertie, simple as that. Maybe you'd have said, P.S., tell Paddy the Plasterer to stay clear of Callaly's house. He's in enough trouble with the painter already. Taoiseach. This is a senior government minister gets substantial amounts of money from wealthy people. Half of them are subsequently lifted into influential positions on prestigious state bodies. What would any objective assessment be of that in any jurisdiction? But that was nauseating patronage and cronyism. And incredibly, you blurted out last night, it wasn't because they gave me money, it was because they were my friends. Taoiseach, that's just as bad. Can't you understand that appointing cronies to state boards because you're friends is the most despicable abuse of the state and of public bodies? Finally, we had the hapless Minister of State, Callaly. A businessman gave his house a slap of paint. That caused you to give him the door, but you walked away with the whole house. By those standards, Taoiseach, shouldn't you go after Minister Callaly? Taoiseach, you're not the only person that has to explain here. Because in face of patronage, cronyism and double standards, we have the Trappist-like silence from the Taoiseach and leader of the Progressive Democrats. Now, in a previous life in opposition, one can only imagine the fulminations that would rain down on high on the Taoiseach's head from Deputy McDowell in relation to these issues. To say he would become beetroot red would really be a pallid description of the shade of crimson verging on purple to describe the glow that would irradiate from the persona, the indignant persona of Deputy McDowell. So far from standing up from standards, he is sitting meekly beside the Taoiseach today. Admittedly, his demeanour is rather tombstone-like, without the moonlight even. But since his appointment 2 weeks ago, Deputy McDowell is trying to work hard to have us believe that he has no previous history in government. He hasn't been in government for 10 years. No responsibility for the billions of stamp duty and the rest of us. He wants to believe that he's a political newborn, dropped by a stork perhaps into a basket outside government buildings 2 weeks ago. And Deputy O'Donnell playing along as the besotted nurse.
Deputy Higgins, your time is concluded.
Yes, fetchingly referring to him as Michael, if you don't mind. I'd say it's a bit different from the name she was spitting out 2 months ago from behind clenched teeth when Michael was trying to take the PD Rattler off of Mary.